Good morning, Arizona, as we top off our coffee for now hour number two of the weekly Rosie on the House radio broadcast. We throw the door open to the entire state as we enter the outdoor living hour. We have Rosie Romero host, and now 27 years, we've got Jay Harper in, talking third-generation gardener, fourth-generation Arizona, to answer your questions about landscape gardening, anything pretty much that you stick in the ground and grow. And then if you don't want it to grow, Rosie hangs out to answer those questions. And you can join at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Coming into the holiday season, the Christmas season, the gift-giving season. What better gift than something fresh out of the garden?
Well, you know, it's
an orange from me to you.
There you go.
Although it was dark and something got it. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a little nick on the end down there. That won't hurt anything.
That won't hurt anything.
No,
we'll
heck
peel
no.
it here.
Yeah, that won't hurt anything. Well, you know, this is kind of I think this might be the best gardening time of the year. You still have fall planting. We've got great, really spring-like temperatures. If you are in any other part of the world except for here, this is, you know, spring-like conditions, which makes it maybe the best time of the year to really plant here, trees and shrubs and vines. And you start sprinkling in things like poinsettias are coming into the nursery now, and you know, the gift-giving season is coming. So it's kind of a perfect storm of gardening. You've got Christmas, poinsettias, gifts, and you've got geraniums and pansies and petunias and trees and shrubs that are looking great, and it's a great time to plant them. So it's just kind of really the perfect storm. If you're talking about, you know, in the Rosie on the House newsletter was like handmade local kind of gifts. Well, it doesn't get a whole lot more local than, you know, going to the local nursery and, you know, picking up maybe a colorful pot and throwing a plant in it, or using the pot as a gift basket and stick a pair of gloves and a, you know, hand trowel and a pack of seeds or two and a little bag of potting soil and giving that to somebody. So maybe even, you know, planting a tree for somebody. All
a
kinds
living
of
gift.
A living gift, you know, one that would certainly keep on giving, as they say.
I used to do that a lot for
mm-hmm,
mom.
Mm-hmm.
She ran out of room for me to plant
right.
stuff, so I got to get creative now.
Well, and you know, and I know it's a little bit mundane, but you know, sometimes it's hard to buy for people. You know, I don't mind getting gift certificates. But I know some people don't like to give them, but I sure like to get them. You know, I almost had a little disagreement with a relative. We draw names, and what do you want? I said, I want a gift certificate to a local sporting goods outlet. No, I want it. I said, no, I want a gift certificate. I don't really know what I want or need right now, but I know I will want or need something from there, so that's what I want. So a gift certificate to the nursery is always a good thing.
And for gift certificates, I can't remember the exact numbers, but last year there was an article just about the millions of dollars in unclaimed gift certificates.
So oh, and unclaimed
do,
ones.
If
oh.
you do receive them, I don't know, put a reminder somehow to yourself, the expiration date. Take advantage of that, because it's a huge, not that I'm trying to kill the retail industry, but it's a huge profit margin. And people that pay for gift certificates, give it to someone else, and then that never gets used. I remember I used to get movie tickets and coffee drinks, two things I don't ever buy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd end up giving them away, but it's... use them. Or if they're not going to, you can always give them cash.
Yeah, well, true. Gift of beauty, though, you know, and helping somebody beautify their surroundings and improve their lifestyle. You can't go wrong with that. The Nursery Garden Center is a good place for that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U to join the conversation. We start this segment with Keith in Desert Hills. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Enjoy listening to the program. I'm out fixing pools, which is what I do for a living. But when I go to my customer's house, they hand me bags of grapefruits and lemons and oranges, which I love, greatly appreciate. No limes. Is there not a variety of lime that we can grow here in the Metro Phoenix area?
Oh, yeah. We grow lots of limes here. The little Mexican limes, beer limes. Both of those do very well here. Limes can be.
Where would I where would I get those at? And it's, you know, like Home Depot doesn't seem to ever have a lime tree. Where, what would be a good source for those?
Well, what part of town do you live in?
Desert Hills.
You are okay. You are living there. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Far north.
Would Cox Family Cactus have that? I know they do more than cactus and succulents.
Another wholesale nursery.
Oh.
Well, I drive all over Phoenix for work, so anything north of downtown.
I would try Linden Nursery is out there by Sun City West. Summer Winds Nurseries like Bell Road and 51st Avenue.
There's a couple good sources.
There's two that are pretty far north for you.
And four limes. We have a lime tree, but you just don't do a whole lot with limes. You put them in margaritas, Coronas, or you sprinkle it on your fish tacos. There's not a whole lot to do with a lime.
Oh, well, you know, but people really like them, and there's nothing like them, and they do produce a lot of limes. We squeeze them and put them in Ziploc bags and freeze it. Then you've got lime juice which you can use, you know, for a lot of things. But yeah, limes and lemons sometimes, you know, produce a lot more than maybe one family can use. There's a good case for a dwarf lime tree where you get the same limes, just a lot less of them because the tree stays a lot smaller. They're versatile. You could put them in a pot or a container. So we're back to gift giving, right? You could give that as a great gift to somebody that maybe even just has a patio home or an apartment on the balcony of the apartment, a little lime tree.
Now, they're of the citrus. They're one of the more frost-sensitive
They
ones.
Are probably the most, yeah. So that even lends itself to in a container, especially out in Desert Hills. You know, you might be a little bit careful where you plant that way out, you know, in the outskirts of town, up closer to the house, maybe between a couple other citrus trees, or again, buy a dwarf one so you can move it around a little bit.
Keep it in a pot and move it around.
Yeah.
Bring it into the patio during the winter
season.
You know,
it's that once every 2 or 3 years we get, you know, those couple of days that might damage it. So it's not all the time, you know, but it's kind of handy to be able to do that.
And while we're on that, they talk about this being a colder than usual winter coming up. What do we have to look for in frost protection?
Well, we're getting to that time.
It was 34 on my dashboard Tuesday morning.
Okay. Well, where you live is a lot colder than, you know, again, we're talking like the guy in Desert Hills, you know. So, you know, we want to maybe be prepared, watch the weather reports. And a lot of times even a frost, 32 isn't a big deal unless you're starting brand new tomato plants or really young, tender, succulent vegetables and maybe tropicals or houseplants. So the typical things that might get damaged are, you know, lantana, bougainvillea, hibiscus, those types, of course, ficus trees. But I would, you know, I'd have the frost cloth on hand because a lot of times what happens is, boom, when the weather report hits, seems like it's always on a weekend. The nurseries can't get a shipment in time because those wholesalers are closed and they run out. And you're forced to, you know, dig into the old closet and get the old Pebbles and Bam Bam sheets and the Roy Rogers blanket out of the closet and be covering stuff with that. But, you know, watch the weather reports. I've kind of heard both. I've heard wetter winter, which would indicate probably warmer, actually.
El Nino.
But, you know, all it takes is 1 or 2 days. So you don't have to even have a cold winter, per se. It just might be we have a day or two that it gets cold enough to do some damage.
There's certainly some products you should not use for frost cloth.
Correct. Anything plasticky, anything like Visqueen or the blue plastic tarps, you know, unless you're going to provide a source of heat underneath them. If you're going to build like a greenhouse, then they're fine because they'll trap heat, but then you've got to actually heat it. So use something breathable, preferably something that light will go through. The actual frost cloth material, a white sheet, something like that. Burlap is fine. It's just dark and wet and heavy once it gets wet. You need to kind of dry it out during the day, but it's fine. But anything that's breathable is what you want to use.
And on the plastics, You can put the frost cloth right on the leaf. The plastic, you don't ever want it touching the leaf, especially if you forget about it the next day and the sun comes out. You're gonna
Either way, and if you don't have a source of heat underneath it, it actually could get potentially colder underneath it than the outside, because it'll trap the cold air longer, you know, underneath it. So if you're going to use plastic material, it needs to be suspended or built on a structure so it's not touching the plants, and you have to provide some source of heat underneath it, typically. Unless you're going to, you can get away if you're going to build that plastic canopy and leave it on during the day so it, builds up heat, then it also stores that heat. But, that becomes quite a project if you're going to have to build some kind of structure and leave it on there for just for a couple of days. A lot of times this is, even when we had, an 07 and I think 09 and 2011, it seemed like. I think those were the three. I might be off a little bit.
But I can check my well pump bills, because each one of those, the water froze and cracked the well pump. Okay.
But even in those really cold, it was like 2 or 3 days. So you build all of this apparatus for just a couple of days out of the whole year, when you could put some frost cloth on there and leave it on there and then take it off when it's over.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's Rosie on the house.